Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Oi, Billy! Oscar! Dave! Get up! Francine Marie Show's on!
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. When was the last time you mixed social justice and art together? I know, isn't it genius? Well, our volunteer executive director for South End Arts, Kay Lyles, also founder and president, is with us today because we're talking about the two. We're putting it together. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Francine. I am so well this morning. Sunshine, Francine, what more could I ask for?
You know, and South End Arts, what more can you ask for? So you created this baby. Tell us why you did it.
South End Art began because of my interest in a local book club. I learned with Patrice Thunderbird about the new Jim Probe on the South Alexander and really realized after reading Just Mercy by Brian Stevenson that art has a very similar intersection with social justice. In other words, artists have always been on the edge of social change. And I'm an artist. My children have art degrees and are professional artists. And so it just fits for me.
That makes so much sense. If mommy does it, then the kids will do it. You know, the kids do what they kind of emulate what we do, right? Why not? Heck, I'll be an artist. Mom said I can. So you just had... Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I get excited about your organization.
I think it was more that art has always been a part of our lives. I was a single parent, and it was always an interesting thing in the college community where I raised my family that we were able to take advantage of the local art scene. It was a constant free exhibition. It was learning with really interesting people, and so it was always joyful. And that's really what we brought to Charlotte is an organization that is based on strong art and equity. In other words, opportunity. We have always been had an equal board of black members and white member artists, and it just took off, it skyrocketed. We saw it as a social experiment, and it became a thing. When we went before the Arts and Science Council, president at the time said, I want artists back in South End. They've been gentrified out, and I've got a grant for you. And in that process, we became a nonprofit, so we could write the Cultural Vision Grant, which has offered us the opportunity to promote a nexus point between social justice and art making. South End Arts not only celebrates the creativity of artists from all backgrounds and cultures, but also highlights the power of art to shine a light on societal issues and themes, encouraging self-reflection and calls to action. Mm-hmm. It amplifies voices and mobilizes people to make a change they want to see in the world.
And the change is happening. The change, do you think in 2020 that the change is being a little more vibrant because you're all about vibrancy than it was in 2019?
Well, certainly since 19. I mean, I remember the 70s and I'm very involved in this. But it just kind of went underground and the sadnesses became apparent and the injustices. And so after June the 2nd, after George Floyd incident, the world erupted in awareness. And erupted into rage in many ways. And so I think it's been our goal as an organization to keep that forward, keep that awareness forward that we can't go back. And I think COVID really helps in that way because we have, in many ways, most of us have separated a bit from our lives of 2019 and really done some internal introspection. And when we really look at why we're on this planet, it's to help each other. And that's basically what South End does, is we provide opportunity to underinvested artists as identified by the Arts and Science Council. And by providing opportunity, their careers, in other words, their ability to make a business out of their love and passion for art, we help enhance that.
Got it. Someone's listening now and says, you know, I did get that canvas from Michaels the other day. Let me put something on it. Or you've got the person who has an attic or basement full of art that they just do it as a release. Who do you find comes out of the, you know, woodwork attic to show their work? Who's more apt to do that?
Well, I find right now it's social media. Artists are people of interest with art. Notice that Instagram and Facebook are important medias, especially during COVID. And what it takes to move out of the basement or out of the studio into the world of showing your art is scary for many first-timers because you're exposing your passion to the world. Mm-hmm. And that is something that you've always wanted to do. You've always wanted to share your art. But finding a way to do that in a safe way in a community that will purchase art and will applaud the inclusion of so many of Charlotte residents who love art, that it just takes one step forward. That first step to say, yeah, I'm going to find out more about South End Art. I just had a call this morning from a young man who said, I've been watching you and I'd like to be a part of this. How do I do it? So I was able to tell him to go to the website, look for the application for our next show, which is coming up in February, but we do what's called a call for artists. And in that call, artists are able to apply. And then a juror, in other words, a judge, decides which of the art will be in the show. And that is really important for resume building. In other words, if you're a beginning artist and you have shown, never shown, you need to show if you ever want to be represented. But if you've also been chosen to show, that's huge. And that's the opportunity we provide.
Wow. And so accessible. Because normally when you talk about galleries and showings and art, virtual, you know, the vibrancy of art, it's always it's always a membership. It's always, you have to be invited to come in to show your art. It's always been that snooty way of capping off certain folks from showing out. So I'm glad you're around. Yeah, you've been around since what, founded in 2018, right?
Yes. And we have had guests come into the room. In other words, we showed 2 days a month when we were in person in South End. We were at the Charlotte Trolley, which is a very cool building that the city maintains. And we were given that space for 2 nights a month. And we had guests come in, enjoy the evening, because it's like magic. Absolutely, like walking into a room you would never expect. And they leave saying, I have been so intimidated when I walked past an art gallery, knowing that maybe I wouldn't be welcome, not just not knowing, but you made me feel welcome. You made me feel a part, and I want to come back. Mm. And that, it just sends chills up the back, because you know exactly that that's building community. That's building cultural bridges. It's just doing what the community wants to have happen to be a vibrant.
And those out there listening, you know, it's never too late to pick up a paintbrush or what is it, charcoal, or tell us, Kay, what can we pick up?
Just take a deep breath and just probably start with supply building. But you really don't have to have expensive supplies. If you've got a piece of paper and a pencil, and you're looking out the window, or you're sitting on the step, or you're driving in the car, what do you see? Well, what you see is different from what I see. So when you put that down, and then you look at it, and you say, oh my gosh, I can't believe I did that. And then you might see just testing out. I mean, it's like Google is like a university. You can learn every single thing you need to learn, but the most probably lucky people have had some instruction. And there is plenty of instruction in this city and plenty of instruction online.
Okay. And that's for adults and then kids too. Because I think I know I stopped drawing in third grade or fourth grade, whatever it was. And I still draw like a third and fourth grader because I didn't mature. it, right? So I think what you don't use, you lose. Is that kind of true in the arts world?
Well, I'm not sure you ever got it if you haven't really gotten it yet. In other words, you're not born an artist. Like, you're not born an author, or you're not born. You need the skills to learn the proper language to write. But you've got the thought process, and that's exactly the same with any kind of art. And so when you're dealing with visual art, which could be on a canvas or a piece of paper, you also have art that can be worn, wearable art. You have art that you use to eat your meals off of or drink your wine out of. I mean, art is, when you really look around, it's everywhere. And a meaningful life really does examine what of those things impact you. And it doesn't matter about others, it's how it relates to you and your art and your, because if you really want to do it, you'll do it.
Okay, right. And don't let people discourage you. You know, we've got that really mean brother or sister when we're growing up. It's like, oh, your artwork sucks, right? We believe that crap. If you're just not tuning in, it's the queen. Yeah, the queen, Kay Lyles, founder, president of, and she's also the volunteer executive director of For South End Arts. You do everything. The organization provides a platform for local artists, and you just had a virtual exhibition, which really went off well. Tell us about the three artists that you chose.
I didn't choose them. We had a juror who chose all of the art that's in the exhibition, which is on our website. And a juror has a professional degree. He this time was a BFA, Bachelor of Fine Arts. But our juror, who's made the final three decisions, is the owner of an art gallery, a really well-respected civil rights attorney and juror of gallery owner, Sonia Pfeiffer, at the Elder Gallery. And she chose the top three pieces. So three artists, Beth Mussey, Gail Belleron, and Joanna Henry, were the three choices. And when you go onto our Instagram page, which is southendart_, or you go onto our website, which is southendarts.net, you will see the pieces that she chose, and the honors are on the Instagram page. So those three artists have a deep, deep feeling that they shared on paper and canvas and 3D, all different mediums, but they all related to something that was in their lives concerning them. And for Joanna, it was three beautiful little boys from the back, and she had we don't know what those boys were thinking, but sometimes we know what viewers are thinking. And so she was really letting us know that there are ways to look at young boys in a healthy way. And so she's trying to show the Black community the beauty of the people that live in the Black community who are promoted in her art, because they look like her. And so for Beth, she is reflective of a lifetime living with a mother who's an activist, and she did three pieces that spoke to a pride. And pride is an important part of our culture, and all three of her pieces sold, which is phenomenal.
Wow.
In a virtual art show. And the third artist is really impacted by the children who were stopped at the border and put into cages. And that is reflected in her art. And actually a piece of her art sold yesterday. So it's really exciting to see that the magic of in-person events, as we pivoted because of COVID to a virtual format, has been as magical and has been as effective. 300 people viewed that virtual event the night it aired. In our actual events, 300 people come into the trolley the night that we begin. That 1 week later, with a virtual event, 2,000 people had been exposed to who South End Arts and who our artists are. And that is just exciting. We had no idea that would happen.
Well, and you guys are a nonprofit, 501c3. So if you're listening now and you want to continue the arts in Charlotte, this is a really cool one because I've never seen social justice and art put together. This is pretty amazing. The artists that you have are just mind blowing. So if you gallery art is not your thing, just go to the website. And the website again is, what is it?
SouthEndArts.net.
Got it. .net. Yeah, because we're catching all the good art.
We connect individuals across points of difference where artists and the guests share new ideas and diverse artwork in a setting that's uplifting and socially conducive to building new relationships. That's the value of art. And that has been the joy of building South End Art in its phenomenal rise. I mean, we've had over 250 artists impacted and watched their growth in their field after being exposed to the community through Instagram and Facebook. It's just been kind of miraculous for many of them. Now, a year later, we have 7 artists who signed contracts with art galleries in the region. So they're in Atlanta, they're in Davidson, they're in Flowing Rock. I mean, it's just phenomenal, the outreach of possibilities for artists with the internet exposure.
And much of the art scene has changed since, and I forgot the gentleman's name, please forgive me. Was it Tommy who was talking about his
art?
Tommy
Robinson.
Oh my God. Yes.
Tommy Robinson is an actual superhero in my book. Tommy was drawing from the time his mother let him draw on his bedroom walls, then went to the army, was stationed in Europe, and found that he had a level of freedom in Europe he did not have in the United States, and began drawing faces and figures of his army colleagues. And he said he made so much money that he has in his career at this point in his 70s now people commission his work for in multiple thousands of dollars in 5 years. But he is really committed to helping the young artists. Because as you asked, how do you become an artist? And his philosophy is you're not born an artist, it takes discipline. In other words, he works 8 hours a day, every day, for the last 50 years. And that's how you become recognized, that's how you become valued. It's not a part-time
job. Yeah, it's definitely a full-time job. And a lot of artists are on the right side of the brain. I don't know. Whereas my daughter, she's right and left, and she's very artistic. So when it comes to selling your art and presenting your art, you need a good proposal, right? People don't know that piece that's behind it. In order to look professional, sound professional, smell professional, you got to have the white paper to prove it.
Well, I don't know that that's... I mean, it's probably really important, but what I've seen in the last 2 years of South End Art, it's the story that's important. In other words, as artists, we can get very insular. We can stay in our studios. We can stay only in a small radius. But art really is meant to be exposed to the world. And once you feel confident enough to take that first step out into an opportunity that's in the world, all of a sudden the world begins to open up to you. And then it's up to the artist to decide where they're going to go next. In other words, many full-time artists say that half of the time they spend in the studio producing work is balanced by the other half being in the world and telling the world about their art.
Got it. And
it's a long day.
Yeah. So I know I've only got you for about 2 more minutes. What can we in Charlotte, North Carolina, and those listening outside of our area do for South End Arts?
Well, you can say a few prayers, that's for sure, because COVID has impacted us while it's given us a real opportunity to grow and come up with innovative ideas to help artists promote their work and also innovative ideas to share social justice ideas, and this year we are focusing on racial equity. next year we might be focusing on environmental issues. Or next month. So what I would really hope is that the community would take a moment to reflect on what art can mean to a vivacious community. In other words, art has really not been recognized as an important piece of Charlotte. And we have murals now, but there's a lot more that can be done. And funding the art is critical. We had a ballot proposal in 2019 that failed, and that was really sad because it put many artists this spring into jeopardy. And then COVID hit, and there's more jeopardy because it's a gig economy. In other words, when we closed our doors, 20 artists were not able to have opportunity for 6 months or a year. So if you have a few extra dollars and you think that you believe that you could help our mission, we would love to share it with the artists in need. We had a matching donation opportunity during our virtual event where a generous donor offered to match any donation we got. And I would like for sponsors to come forward and sponsor the cash prizes for our next art show. There are just so many ways to help directly an artist who is underinvested and underwater right now. So you could be helping us help them.
Got it. And we can do that by going straight to the source. It's southendarts.net, southendarts.net, Kay Lyles, our founder, our president, our volunteer executive director. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I mean, I hope your viewers go to our Instagram page and click on to our IGTV and watch you because you were phenomenal.
Oh, that's right.
You really pulled everything together about who we are, who our artists are, what our needs are in the community, and also just the background of the Charlotte Uptown this year. As you were discussing who we were and sharing our joys with the community. So thank you so much for agreeing to do that. I really now look forward to spending lots of time getting to know you.
Yes, that was a really fun project. I told you offline, it was one of the funnest projects I've had this year. I love it. All right, go right now. It's southendarts.net. We're going to take a short break, but guess what? We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Francine Marie Show. We're popping out for a quick cup of tea, but we'll be right back.
This is my jam and jelly, y'all, on the Francine Marie Show. Spread that show out, girl. Spread it out.
Please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing, the Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.